With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Following talks with President Trump, the French president raising hopes for a truce between Ukraine and Russia.
Emmanuel Macron said the arrival of President Trump at the White House had been a game changer. He said he believed it was feasible to talk about a truce in the war and the start of negotiations for a sustainable peace within weeks. Mr. Macron said he'd spoken to 30 other European leaders and allies, and many of them were willing to be part of security guarantees for Ukraine.
The BBC's Peter Bowes says Macron spoke with Fox News. The House gearing up to vote on a GOP budget bill.
The March 14th deadline looms when the current continuing resolution expires. House Speaker Mike Johnson is trying to persuade all Republicans to approve a reconciliation bill for the current budget year. Speaking at a Monday event sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, the Speaker articulated principles which he hopes a conservative budget will achieve.
We're pro-family and pro-growth.
And Speaker Johnson said smaller government is the objective.
What we need is to get government out of the way. We need a smaller, leaner federal government.
Mr. Johnson went so far as to ask for prayer, saying that the stakes are high and Republicans cannot absorb a nay vote. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Apple is planning to invest $500 billion in the United States over the next 4 years to include the hiring of some 20,000 people. Vivek Ramaswamy launching a bid for Ohio governor with the backing of President Trump. Hospitalized Pope Francis. He spent a restful night, according to the Vatican. The Secret Service agent who leaped onto the back of President Kennedy's limo after the president was shot has died. Clint Hill is 93 years old. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 152 points, the Nasdaq down 76 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to flooding in Kentucky and West Virginia.
The high water, followed in some places by heavy snow, has hammered a number of small rural communities, and the Giant Christian Relief Ministry is providing aid. The base of operations is First Baptist Church in Pikeville, Kentucky, and volunteers are being urged to visit the Samaritan's Purse website to sign up. More than 20 people were killed by the flooding in Kentucky, and roads were washed out there and in southern West Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in northeast Syria marking the 10th anniversary of an attack by ISIS on more than 30 villages. Churches were blown up, dozens of people killed or wounded, hundreds were taken hostage. The attack and the ongoing terrorist threat led much of Syria's minority Christians to flee the country. Now, those who remain are worried about the future following the ouster of longtime President Bashar Assad last year. Religious minorities did enjoy freedom of worship under Assad. This is SRN News. A settlement over tips that were misused by DoorDash.
The food delivery app DoorDash will pay almost $17 million to settle claims that it unfairly used customer tips to subsidize the wages of its delivery workers in New York, rather than let drivers keep the tips on top of their guaranteed pay. Attorney General Letitia James says that DoorDash also did not make it clear to customers that their tips were being used to offset worker wages. James says the company used the wage model between May 2017 and September 2019. DoorDash says it's happy to resolve the suit, but believes that DoorDash properly represented how Dashers were paid at that time. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Joann Fabrics, destination for generations of quilters, knitters, and other craft lovers, is going out of business. The Ohio-based retailer is closing all of its stores. More details at srnnews.com.